A lot of the Oregon receivers have been quarterbacks before. How do you think that helps you guys?
I think, you know, it makes our offense that much more dynamic. We have a lot of guys that can make a lot of plays in different ways. Me, Daryl, Josh, other guys. Darren Carrington played quarterback in high school. So you just get a lot of dynamic guys on the same field at one time.
How complicated was the offense you ran in high school?
It was a little more simple than this one. I think that's any offense in high school, but it was a little more complicated than all the other offenses in high school. We had some checks and things that other high schools wouldn't have, so it was a little bit more complex.
Does that help you guys kind of know what Marcus is going through back there?
We talk about that all the time. I think, you know, at a lot of other places, you see guys complain when they don't get the ball in certain situations when they're open or things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having been played quarterback in high school, you kind of understand that you can't see everything all the time. So I think it does, you know, actually help us be more relaxed and patient out there.
How much credit do you give the other guys, the attention paid to them for what happened last weekend? And do you think that can flip from guy to guy, week to week?
Anytime, you know, like I said, we have so many playmakers on the field and we play so fast. I mean, you kind of got to pick and choose your guy each play. One play you have DeAnthony, then another play you have Byron, another play you have Marcus, and me, Daryl, Josh, Keenan, himself. So you just got guys all over the field that can make plays, and it's kind of like pick your poison.
What have you seen out of the Washington secondary that you might be able to benefit from?
They're a really aggressive secondary. They're really well coached. They run really well. And sometimes their over-aggression kind of bites them in the butt sometimes. But they play really hard and they run to the ball really fast. So I definitely think this would be the toughest defense we played all season.
Was it a big adjustment transitioning from quarterback to receiver?
Not really. I played receiver my sophomore year in high school, so it was kind of just like catching back up to the speed, because quarterback, you don't have to play full speed all the time. It's kind of more relaxed. And then last year, sometimes I would, you know, go back to those quarterback ways sometimes of just playing at half speed. So I think that was the biggest adjustment, is just learning how to run all the time again.
Were you a regular on defense in high school too?
A regular on defense? Nah. Especially when I played quarterback, they didn't let me play much. I played some safety sometimes in passing situations, but that was it.
Blocking then, is that something you just learned to do, or is it more the will?
In high school, our receivers coach, he preached big time on that. And we had a pretty good running back in high school also. You know, anytime guys broke open in the field, he always preached about blocking downfield and how that can turn a 10-yard play into a 50-yard play. So, you know, it was just kind of already in my mindset when I got here. And the fact that we preach it so well, even more here, it was just, you know, kind of going along with the funk. And I think, like you said, it's also kind of a will thing. It's just how bad do you want it?
Mark said that he's shuffled three or four guys through for kick return if DeAnthony can't go. And Troy did it last week. Mm-hmm. Have you been trying to give those guys pointers, kind of learning the role again, because they haven't done it in a while?
You know, Coach Rad does a good job of doing that. And, you know, we got a lot of guys that have done it before. Josh, he's done it before. He's going to be doing a lot this week. So, I mean, it's just really just experience and then taking Coach Rad's coaching. So I think those guys handled it pretty well.
They did a lot of pooch kicks last week, went short on you guys. Mm-hmm. Was that unexpected? Did you guys expect something like that?
No, we kind of knew we should expect it. You know, we kind of thought since DeAnthony wouldn't play that we wouldn't get so many. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, you never know what the team is thinking. We think Washington will kick deep to us every time, but we don't know what they're thinking. So we just got to be prepared for anything.
With them, it looked like last week they had a little bit of trouble covering kicks. You kind of lick your chops as a returner on that?
Definitely. You know, our kickoff return team, we've been, you know, one block away this whole season. So I think definitely, you know, this would be the weekend that, you know, if we get everybody on their assignment and we just do a good job as a whole, you know, I think we can get into the end zone and kickoff return.
Is there a point in the return where you know I'm gone, I've got the end zone?
I think, you know, every return is mine. When you see it's just that one guy to beat, I think you kind of just start to smell the end zone. So, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's how bad do you want it? Do you want it more than the other guy, or are you going to let him tackle you? Good.